Okay, obviously the you know we had a really strong first half, but they're a second half team. They've done a great job in the second half of games, and we really had a hard time of just being able to execute on both sides of the ball. Way too many mistakes. I thought then we obviously we've had some. Just shooting the ball, I think we've struggled making shots. A couple of those shots go in. But I thought just defensively we just weren't as good in the second half either. It was a combination of both missing some makeable ones, and then defensively I didn't think we were as locked in together as we could have been. We ended up shooting 39% again and 21 from three. You got to make shots to win. I thought the thing that, Moffitt getting off 11 threes, if that's happening, we weren't able to execute our game plan. He's one of the best 3-point shooters in the league. We let a guy, knowing that's what he does, that's what hurts. They shot 53% in the second half. And then we had 11 turnovers. I think we had I think four at halftime.
Yeah, three.
Three at halftime. We just did not play a good second half at all. Thought we played a little jittery. It was good to see Ethan. Ethan, I thought had a good game offensively. It was good to see him be aggressive. I thought Mati Baptiste did a couple things that was good to see. But overall, we were not very, we weren't very good.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned Moffitt. He kind of led them to start the second half. That 16-0 run, was that really just where you saw it kind of get away from you?
And we weren't doing a great job in transition. We had two guys running to the paint, leaving the best shooter in the gym wide open. And that happened right away. Like, as soon as the game started, I was like, oh God. And like the thing is, I've coached in this game so many times, you kind of know what you need to do. And so when you see things like that, it could be a long night for us. And we just had way too many breakdowns defensively, just off a turnover, off a missed basket. But I think the thing is that hurts you too is like if you're going to shoot 33%, that means you're going to be in transition a whole hell of a lot. And against a good team, they're gonna make so we've got to score the ball. If we could have shot 44 in the second half, I think some of the things we're talking about would not have happened.
Yeah.
So we can't consistently shoot 39% in the 30s and think we're gonna. It's hard to win games shooting 39%. So we've got to look at it, make sure we're taking good one. And I think we're a much better shooting team than we've shot. I think we're better. We only made one three in the second half, right? I think we had five in the first half, and we banked two. So.
Yeah. I mean, Colgate, obviously, three-time defending Patriot League champs. What just makes them so difficult to beat?
Well, I think they know how to win, right? So they know how to win. They know what to do to win. I think we're still trying to figure out at times what to do on offense, what to do on defense. I think that's a big thing right now. And we've got to figure that out, right? We've got to figure out, how to win these types of games. But I think we're capable. Like, I think we're capable of winning a game like this. I think we have the personnel to do it. I think there's a lot of just inexperience all around that makes it challenging.
Yeah. I noticed you used timeouts early on. Just wanted to know what you were thinking there.
What do you think I was thinking?
Well,
Tell me what you think I was. Tell me what you think I was thinking.
I mean, just some defensive breakdowns. I mean, they had those three straight threes to start the game.
All right. So this is a good question. It's a good question. I was busting your chops, but it's a good question. But I know, like I've coached against this guy. right? Yeah. I've been in this moment, right? And you cannot let the game get away from you, right? So you can't like play through those mistakes against them and hope that it's going to get remedied, right? Yeah. So some of the things that I saw that was happening, there was no way our guys were going to rectify that on the fly. So I had to calm the game down. You know, it didn't matter in the end, but I did not want the game to get away from us, because the game could get away from you really fast against them. And it did to start the half, because we couldn't score and we had a lot of breakdowns.
Yeah. And I know you mentioned Ethan's night. He had a 9-0 run by himself in the first half. How big was that for you guys to go into halftime with a lead?
Yeah, it was good. We were playing with some confidence. He made some shots. He made some plays. It gave us a big lift for sure.
Yeah. I mean, just what can you take away from this game into the rest?
There's a lot to take away. We played well in the first half. We got to learn we got to learn from the game and what we're not doing well. We have got to, be a team that, like Morales, he had eight points and 5 assists and 6 rebounds. Like, he did some good things. And, as he has played better, I've challenged him more, to become a really good player on a really good team. I think it's the difference to score points on a bad team. I think that's a whole different dynamic. And there are kids that can do that. And he's certainly capable of doing that. But I think tonight he was trying to help his team win. He took 8 shots, but he was doing some other things. So that's a dynamic that's good, right? So that's a guy that has shown that he can score a little bit, but he also is a good playmaker. He's a weapon. I think Nico had a good game. He was 5 for 9 from the field. He had 12 points, 6 rebounds. That's a good game. We're going to need more. I think the whole thing is like, I think our guys should feel, okay, this is one of the better teams. We can play with them. Now, okay, can we get more consistent? All right. And we can't do anything about making and missing shots, but we're a much better shooting team. And all we got to do is make a couple more shots.
Yeah.
All right. We make a couple more shots, the whole thing changes.
For sure. Right now
we've just struggled to make shots. And hopefully, I think we're better, like I said, I think we're a much better shooting team than what we've shown. And if Nico can score inside and Otto can score inside a little bit more, and then we can get the ball to the basket. We got a few more layups tonight off the drive. I think those are things that can help us, that we're not just relying on the three. The last thing I would say is we got to get more offensive rebounds. We haven't really – they're a big team, but we haven't really done a great job on the glass as of late.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I've got, Coach. Thank you so much.
Okay, man. Be good. Have a great semester. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Coach.